Warabi State Governor Elena Yanyaleo calls the latest wave of intercommunal fighting devastating. Yanyaleo told South Sudan in Focus 36 people were killed during 2 days of fighting between four communities in Tony East County. He says the clashes were linked to cattle raids and rebellion attacks.
36 people have died on both sides. And that over 60 are wounded. Conflict between red and red sections of the Dinka tribe.
A Fayam supervisor with the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, only identified as Mayik, was among the civilians killed during the weekend fighting. Aleu says state authorities did not intervene due to unprecedented flooding in the area, which destroyed several roads.
It's not possible to send any reinforcement. The security forces with the commissioner are few. Just talk to my people in Kwajok.
Tony East County Commissioner John Denkok says despite the heavy flooding, armed young men continue to engage in deadly clashes in the area. Cook accused elements from two communities in Tony East of starting the fighting, but declined to identify individuals by name.
We thought they were cattle raided by unknown, more than eight cows. The youth were following the direction where the cattle were taken until they have reached the distance they have led to peak. 36 across the fort, both sides have left that between Longjian community and Red community.
Cook says the only solution for ending the clashes in Tony East is to carry out a thorough disarmament campaign and establish a strong justice system. Father Ajang Nai Agwer, who works with the Roman Catholic Church Mission in Romesh, says the clashes have displaced thousands of people from the area.
We have relocated ourselves to another place due to heavy fighting in the area that was approaching the town of Romesh. Personally, I have seen people wounded being carried out by their relatives, and some died immediately due to lack of health services.
In March and April of this year, a feast conference was conducted by state officials in Romesh of Tony East County between residents of Tony East and Tony North counties. Resolutions draft at the conference called for uniform disarmament, compensation for victims and their families, and the return of looted property to the rightful owners. Aleu says the isolation of this community caused by this year's unprecedented flooding has made it difficult to implement the resolutions. In late July, Human Rights Watch reported South Sudanese security forces summarily executed at least 8 suspected criminals, including 2 children, as part of their anti-crime campaign in Warabi State. The report says the execution apparently were carried out on the orders of Governor Aleu. Human Rights Watch called on authorities to immediately halt the executions, which it says violated international law. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Tony, Warabi State.